This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
All right, we got a busy one today. The Nuggets win with no starters. Two of their first guys off the bench were out, and they find a way to do it. I'm going to get into that a little bit later on. David Adelman's going to make me cry. Also, the FCS championship game last night. Wow. Special teams issues, though. Just snap the ball. Stop getting things blocked. Although I was rooting for Montana State because Big Sky stuff. So that was was that game better than all of the college football playoff games so far? Maybe. But coming up, we got the Brock Wisney Show. The man, the myth, the legend, in studio, the Aloe Fiber Studios in the new year. The whole show, the Brock Wisney Show, starts now.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Interior Sprinkler Systems presents the Brock Wisney Show on KFKA.
Got a lot of moving parts here today, Brock. Yeah. Just a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, a lot going on.
Michael's eating beef jerky back there that he ordered it off of Amazon.
Yeah. Brock, I don't know if the company's local.
Oh, okay. That's fine. That's what you do. You do what you want to do, man.
I respect it.
Yeah. Just Brock and I were like, I've never ordered food from Amazon before.
Yeah. I've thought about it before,
if that helps.
Yeah.
It's pretty good beef jerky, though. Michael has given me one of those, right? Is that one of those that you have given me or not?
It is not one of the ones that I've given you.
This
is the pork. I've given you the beef.
Okay. But that from the same company.
That is correct.
That is correct. Okay. Welcome in, my friend. Yeah. Brock, how you doing, man? The Brock Wisney Show, presented by Interior Sprinkler Systems. Check them out online at interiorsprinkler.com. We knew it was going to be tough in the Montanas, and that's how it went.
It was tough.
Unfortunately, don't come away with any victories on that Montana trip.
Yeah, you know, it's they say the hardest road trip of the year. We didn't want to approach it like that. We thought we'd win both the games, but you go in there, and hopefully we learned a lot, and we still competed hard. And, you know, I think that it's something that you either build off of or let drag you down, and I think we got guys that will build off it.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, and I know, like, excuses, you guys, you especially, like, you don't make those, but it is a strange time. I mean, you just come off of a really big high for this program, one of the biggest program wins in Division I history for the Bears, beating CU. It's the holidays, you're off and on kind of thing. Your schedules are not alike at all. I always thought this, just from a fan's perspective, those first two or three games in the conference to start are always really I mean, somebody's got to win, obviously, but they're always kind of just basically, I don't know if we're going to see the same results every time you guys play.
Yeah, you kind of just feeling things out. You know, you got to get into a rhythm when it comes to conference. And we just kind of couldn't for those games. We were kind of out of it, and making simple mistakes is kind of what it came down to. We weren't detailed, and that's usually stuff we excel in, right? We got a lot of old guys, and we're out there making, you know, rookie mistakes, freshman mistakes, and I think that, you know, it was obvious when we watched the film, and there's a lot of stuff, you know, that we see that we can work on. But it really comes down to approaching this practice week and just getting ready for the next one.
It's tough, that Montana game. Now, the score ended up looking a lot. You guys in the second half, completely different team there. But they get up 8-0 on you guys early, and then they kind of keep stretching that. They ultimately get up 30-10 at one point. You guys only end up losing by 9. How difficult, especially in a place like Montana, which you guys have had success. You're like one of the only Big Sky schools that has success in Montana. How difficult, though, on the road, not a back-to-back, but a game in between. Yeah. You're in that sequence now. that's tough when you go down 8-0, 30-10 to make that comeback. A lot of energy.
It was weird on offense. We couldn't get anything going. They get up 30-10, like you said. And at that point, we're like, geez, like this doesn't look great. But we got guys that fight. I know that we brought it back to within four with about 4 minutes left. In that second half, was much better, making winning plays, being a little more detailed. But ultimately, we just couldn't hold on. And when you get down that much to a team on the road, that you can't afford to do that because rarely does a team come back and win those games. So I think that we just have to be more consistent with the way we play.
Are Saturday games more difficult to prepare for when you guys – because now that you're in your Big Sky schedule, you guys play Thursday and you play Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You lead up – you have this week of preparation leading up to Thursday.
Yeah.
And then you're – especially when you're on the road you've got the other game coming. You just got a game in between. Is that have you experienced that at all? Or
yeah,
is
you
much
get
of a difference?
You get one less day of prep. So obviously going into Thursday, Monday's usually our own team's practice or kind of recovery and that stuff. But Tuesday, Wednesday, two full days for practice and shoot around, right? And then Saturday, you only get that Friday, which is different. But at the same time, the other team has the same schedule. So it's not like there's any disadvantages. It's a little less preparation. And especially, you know, in conference, you know these teams a lot better. And the scout guys know these teams. So it shouldn't be a difficult scout. It more just comes down to who's more mature and can, you know, flip their minds the quickest.
For you, I think for the whole team against Montana State, kind of a rough shooting night. But then you bounce back and you come out with 7-14, 22 points, 8 boards and 4 assists. Was that important, like, for you individually to when you have one of those games where it's just not going in? Because we see that.
Yeah.
But then you bounce back and you have a pretty solid night individually.
Yeah, I felt like I needed to get my groove back a little. Montana State, they did something new, the way they played against me was fire low. So they would double from the low side, and instead of like a double, it was like a trap. So directly right away, they'd come and trap me, and they would stay on the ball until I pass it. And that was hard for me at first, especially against Montana State. It just completely threw me off. I didn't know how to go against it. And Montana ended up copying and doing the exact same thing. So when they came out and they fired low, I'm like, gosh, like I got to go through this again. I'm probably going to have to go through this every game now. How am I going to do this? And so I kind of was just figuring that out. And first half was still rough. I think I was like 2 of 6. Still playing bad, getting the ball poked, like loose with the ball, all that stuff. And second half, I was kind of glad I was able to get my feet under me a little bit, get back in the groove and not just kind of feel like myself again, you know. But it was, yeah, it's a journey, and I'm glad that I was able to figure that lesson out now.
What is the preparation like for you on that? Because as a viewer watching it, we all see the double coming, the trap coming.
Yeah.
And instantly, you know, dude on the couch is like, oh, can you get rid of it faster? But you got to, I mean, things have to set up. You can't just be looking to get rid of it. You also want to look to score, too, if you have that opportunity. I'm assuming that's been a big focal point so far in practice this week.
Yeah, definitely. So I think that one thing is they're like, you got to continue being aggressive, right? So I know that they fired me a good amount that first half, and near the end of it, they kind of took the fire off, but I was still so worried about it coming that I would just look to pass. I think that, you know, we taught this long skip across the court and we kept looking for that. But sometimes like you said, just simple, just get the ball out to the next guy and get them in rotations and kind of move from that. But, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. I try not to overanalyze, but I am an overthinker. You know, my coach Reedy always tells me he's like paralysis by analysis. Mm-hmm. So I try to avoid that. Just play free and whatever, but at the same time, you got to put some thought into it.
Well, and with you, you're going to just garner that much.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked a lot about Quinn's numbers, especially against CU. I still maintain Money Williams is really good, but I still think you're in that conversation of Big Sky Conference Player of the Year. With that comes a lot more responsibility. You're on film a lot more.
Yeah.
The coaches are pausing and playing, focusing on what you could do. Because not only your ability to score inside, your outside shooting has been excellent, but your ability to make those passes across the court, too. Those have been big. So, I mean, that's part of what comes with becoming that great player, which you've been doing the last 3 years especially, is you just get talked about more and more on that film.
Yeah, I'm blessed to be able to learn that lesson, right? You know, a lot of guys, they don't get the chance. So I'm grateful, you know, to be able to experience this stuff and have bad games and good games. But ultimately, I just want to be the best I can for my team, right? So my team needs me to do well and still be a leader. I don't want to get too into my own deal. about how I'm doing and how if I played bad against Montana State. Like, I want to be able to lift guys up and still, you know, be a servant to my teammates. So I try to keep the main thing when it comes to that and just understand I'm trying to do my best for the team. So
in that Montana game, obviously Montana State game too, Ring Neary, you know, he wasn't shooting well. A lot of guys weren't shooting well in that Montana State game. Ring only played like 6 minutes in that Montana game, just not hitting those open shots. For you as a team leader, how important is that to be able to take him aside because he's a younger guy and you know, just try to build him up? How big is that for you?
It's huge. And he's actually my roommate for all these trips.
There you go. Yeah.
So, yeah, we talk a lot. After the Montana State game, it was tough for me and everybody and him. So I was talking to him about it, and it was kind of rough to see him come out and, you know, miss some shots because we all feel like he can shoot, and we're telling him to shoot, and we need him to shoot and hit some shots. But, yeah, just I think the coaches are the people that can be in their ear and tell them all this stuff and whatever. But, you know, when it comes to your teammates, you just have to be supportive. So I'm in his ear, and I'm just telling him, like keep your feet on the ground, stay present, and just, like, keep going forward. And he has a really good attitude. Yesterday he had a great attitude at practice, and he's a great guy. So he's somebody that'll bounce back, and in the long run he'll be great.
Yeah, and Coach Smiley talked about that on the Two-Man Game podcast this morning, you know, just about, hey, you know, if I had it to do over again, I probably wouldn't have sat him for that much time. But and I do love the combination with you and Egan Shields in there, but the problem with that starting rotation is – if you guys run out of gas at the same time,
then what's gonna
then
happen?
Who's your big man at that point? But who knows? Yeah. We could see some more staggering perhaps between the two of you.
Yeah, I definitely. I think that, you know, that I like that lineup too. It's a lot of fun. We're big and we can rebound well and defend the rim. So I think that somebody might run out of gas. Maybe that comes down to me being able to play some extended minutes, right? You know, maybe that's me being able to push through that and then letting Egan come back in and get a break or whatever. But I don't know exactly how it's going to look, and I don't know if any of us really do right now, but the point is just doing the best we can, you know, everybody. And I think that Ring he's going to have a great, great response, and, you know, he's going to start hitting some shots, and we all believe he can.
Back home at Bank Colorado Arena on Thursday against Idaho State.
Yeah.
This one's important for many reasons, and Smiley won't admit this, but I think it's important.
Yeah, it is.
Smiley's at number 99 wins, Brock. The big 100 coming up maybe Thursday?
Yeah, we're definitely going to get Smiley's 100th win. You know, we're obviously going to prepare the same as we do and just the best we can for this game, but we won't let Smiley down when it comes down to his 100th win.
When does the focus start on Idaho State more? Is that today or is
today.
That tomorrow?
Yeah, okay. Today. So we'll prepare mostly all Idaho State today and tomorrow the same thing and just kind of getting excited and ready for that one.
Yeah, big one at home Thursday. I've got some tickets we're going to give away for that game. And then Weber State on Saturday. So a good slate. Do you feel – now, it is what it is. It's been a weird schedule. You had Texas Tech. You guys, obviously, 32 points for you. That was amazing.
No.
No. And then the DU game was kind of weird.
Yeah.
You beat CU. But the brass tacks is you guys have lost four of your last five. So do you feel any kind of – sense of pressure? You know, you don't want to start 0-3 or 0-4 in conference play. You know, do you feel that cranking up at all? I know it's so early in conference play, but we know what your expectations are.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit. I think that was the problem going into this Montana trip a little bit. You know, we did well, and we're going into beating Colorado, and everybody's telling us that we're good. And I think that was kind of, you know, we let that get to our head a little bit. And I think that going into this Idaho State game, the focus has been like, we got to throw that pressure away and just worry about ourselves and stop listening to any outside noise and all that stuff. So, yeah, there's pressure to win, but I think it's more so just a want to win from within the program, I would say.
I'm excited to see a bounce back against Idaho State. Before you got to leave here like right now.
I do.
Did you watch the FCS championship game last night?
It was a good game.
What a game.
Yeah, at first I was like, Montana State's going to fly away with this, and then, man, it was good.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was.
For Illinois State, I mean, they just couldn't get those. They missed they got the field goal blocked late to win the game, maybe. And then they missed the extra point, too. And that was the difference in this game.
It was interesting. Big plays are the important thing.
Is that cool to you that a Big Sky That obviously it is pretty for cool. Montana State, kind of, but you're kind of rivalries
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you know, I wanted them to win Big Sky and whatever, but also Illinois State. That was a kind of cool Cinderella run. So
it was
fun. I did like seeing that as well. But yeah, it was cool to watch. It's fun. I love all levels of football.
Yeah, so. That's been better than the CFP so far.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, Brock, I'll let you get out of here, yeah. man. I know you got
to
run.
You want me to throw in my game balls real quick?
Oh, yes, yeah. the game balls. I got
Let's
the notes
it. Yeah.
here. Yes.
You
are a professional now.
I'll quickly go to it. You know, Montana State, Zach Block, I think he had 18. He played pretty well defensively, and I would say there. I would say that for the Montana game, it's a little difficult to think about. But I think Ibu had a decent game.
Yeah, 14 for him. I mean, you had 22, but you're not giving yourself
I'm
up.
Not. Don't worry about me.
I would be giving you a ball. I'm going to give you a game ball. I'm going to buy a basketball.
I'm saying Ibu for Montana.
All right, yeah. We're going to go Ibu. That might. That is his second one, I believe.
Big time.
Yeah, that's big time right there. Well, it was just nice to see somebody other than Quinn.
Yeah.
You know, I love Quinn, but you got to spread it around.
I love spreading the love, yeah.
All right, my friend. Look at you, man. Look, you could run the show now.
No, definitely
I think you're going to take over.
You carry it. It's all fine.
Very soon, I'll be calling, hey, can you step in? You'll be like, no, I actually have a game today. All right, we'll think about it later. Brock, my friend, always love doing this show with you. And we'll look forward to probably getting back to the normal schedule next week. But we'll
yes,
see.
Sir. Yeah.
All right, my man. Good luck.
Thanks
this
for
weekend.
Having me. It's been great.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon. The Brock Wisney Show, presented by Interior Sprinkler Systems. 21 minutes after the hour. We'll continue on. Let's talk about the Nuggets last night. They won with not really anybody. I think Michael was on that roster last night. Could have probably scored a few. Great stuff. The FCS Championship game was fun. Snoop Dogg? Snoopaloo? In the news? We'll talk about that, too. So much to discuss. On the whole show, powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
For Hall of Fame Preps Talk, listen to Coach Speak. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA. Chicken!
All right, so full disclosure here. I was watching the FCS championship game last night. That was a really good game, and you know, it was back and forth. It looked like it was going to be a blowout there for a bit, but then we got to it and we had a hell of a football game. So I did not. I've got the game cast up on my phone, and I got a whole thing that I want to get into here because this was on Peacock last night. And you know my thing about now I have to get into the app. I have to go check into that. Getting back to the during commercials, I want to be able to go back. I'll discuss that later on. But Michael, the Nuggets win 125-124 in overtime against the Philadelphia 76ers. No Nikola Jokic, no Jamal Murray, no Aaron Gordon, no Christian Brown. No Cam Johnson, no Jonas Valanciunas, and no Tim Hardaway Jr. They find a way to win this game. Bruce Brown, they get the rebound at the end in overtime, and Bruce drives down. He's got one-on-one, goes to put the layup in, and then Joel Embiid goes to block it, but it's goaltending. Nuggets go up 125-124. They need one stop. They get it, and the Nuggets win. 125-124 over Philadelphia. David Adelman almost had me in tears. You know, just the way he's talking about this group. this has got to rank up there in one of the more, not only the one of the more unlikely wins for the Nuggets, but maybe one of the more special wins, at least in terms of the regular season. Here's Coach Adelman talking to the fellas last night after the game.
Hey, yo, that was one of the best NBA wins I've ever been a part of in my life. Yeah, I've done this for a long time. Everybody that played giving something to the game. Scrapping, fighting, just trying to find a way to win the game, man. I cannot tell you how proud I am of you. Okay, and just a reaction to what happened yesterday, guys are out. Okay, we come to play, we come to win. Every game we play. I don't want to go much further now, I'll get emotional. That was special, man. That was special right there. All right? That was absolutely amazing. Bring it in, fellas. That was incredible. Unbelievable, man. Here we go.
Together on three, one, two, three.
So Joker's been out for a week now. We were told minimum 4 weeks. Who knows if that's going to extend into the actual NBA All-Star break. But after being out a week, the Nuggets are 2-2. And this game was even, okay, so against Brooklyn, you're starting to get Christian Brown back, you're getting Aaron Gordon back, but they're going to kind of be on somewhat of a minute restriction, so you're not getting them back full go just yet. And then it was announced yesterday that, you know, Jamal's going to have kind of a rest day, and Hardaway Jr. is going to have one of those days. So, and then you're going to just, for maintenance purposes, you're not going to have Gordon or Christian Brown. So we knew this was going to be a battle for the Nuggets to get wins anyway, while guys are getting better, especially Nikola Jokic. But the starting group, Deron Holmes at center, Spencer Jones at four, Bruce Brown at three, Jalen Pickett, point guard, wow, 29 points for him, Peyton Watson, 24, Peyton at three. And you had Pickett and Brown, Pickett and Brown were 1 and 2, Peyton at 3. First off, I want to just say Peyton Watson is really becoming a player. I don't know what that ceiling looks like, but the better he gets, the more likely it is that he's not going to be a Denver Nugget next year because they decided to pay Christian Brown and that was who you committed to. Okay. I don't know. I'm confused by the aprons. I didn't really understand even how they got rid of Michael Porter Jr.'s contract, to be honest with you, because if you put that in the NBA trade thing, it still didn't work like a day after it happened. So I try to understand the aprons and such. Maybe the offices of Tenzer and Wallace can figure something out for Peyton Watson, but I'm not so sure. But you get a guy like Zeke Nagy coming in last night, played 32 minutes off the bench with 21 points. Maybe his trade stock goes up because unloading that contract would certainly be significant. But Jalen Pickett, I liked him in college, just really hasn't taken off. He's been in the league a little bit now, and because he just doesn't fit, you know, this year they went out and got Bruce Brown to really come in and Hardaway Jr. to come in as extra ball handlers when Jamal's out. So Pickett's had a hard time really finding his footing on this roster. But a lot of times when he does get real minutes, and last night he had 42, you kind of see some good things from the dude. Last night certainly was the case, and he had a swagger, man. 29 points for him, 5 rebounds and 7 assists. That was a gutsy performance. That was, I didn't even watch because I'll be honest, I was 100% convinced they were going to lose. Philadelphia had all their guys, Paul George and Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey. They had their guys. Embiid had 32 points. I did like seeing him turn it over late in overtime. Bad turnover. And then goaltending. I don't really dislike Joel Embiid. He's annoying to me. And the MVP he has will forever be a stain in my mind in Joker's career because Joker should have had 4 MVPs by now, 4 in a row. I guess I can't. And he lobbies for it so much too. And I think that's what bothers me. But it was kind of nice seeing him crumble down the stretch and then, of course, commit the goaltending against Bruce Brown's final shot. Bruce Brown on the game last night talking about not only the shot, but just the resiliency of this crew. Here is what Brucey Bruce had to say.
I think we either didn't score or turned the ball over a few times. And then they, like once Edgecombe went, I was in a perfect position. I knew everybody was in the paint trying to go rebound. And I just said, I'm going. There's only one person back.
Are you going to remember this one years from now, decades from now?
Yeah, this is a great one. Great one. Our starters out, our sixth man out, and this just shows how deep this team is.
What do you see from Jalen?
He was hooping. That was a summer pick right there. That's when we was playing pickup. Y'all don't see that pick ever. But, he was doing that this summer, so no surprise there.
We talked about this, but this morning, what are you guys telling each other going into this game?
Go out there and play hard. Like, I mean, people are expecting us to lose. Like, we have nothing to lose, right? Go out there and hoop. And we knew, I mean, we've been on the other side before where other teams sit people out and the same thing happens. Like, so I knew they were going to probably take us a little light. So once we came out and played hard, we made a few shots. It was over. Confidence to the roof.
You think they did, take it that way?
I'm sure. I mean, when I'm on the other side, sometimes that happens, right? Yeah. Like, the other team just comes out playing extremely hard and you're like, and the bench guys, they're not the starters. So, I mean, that could have happened, but it's a great game.
Describe the style of play that this game required in order for you guys to win.
It took everyone. Everybody came off the bench. Hunt came in, played extremely well. Zeke played extremely well. Everybody came in, contributed. So it was just a team effort.
Hunter Tyson, who he's talking about, 14 points for him, was all over the floor. Had a key 4-point play late in the game. I love I love how candid he was, too, about how, it's a real thing. If you go up against a team that has that many dudes out, you kind of just pencil that in as a win. And Philadelphia did not take this game seriously, from what I understand. I only got to watch the last 54 seconds of the game. 54 seconds in overtime. It's a fun 54 seconds, but that was it. And I kind of regret it, but that at the same time, it was really fun watching the college football playoff game too. The FCS championship game. That was a lot of fun. So, I mean, you pick your poison, pick which game you want to watch. I don't love, Mike, you know how I feel about the apps nowadays. They are strange to me. You've got the game was on Peacock, so it wasn't on Altitude. I'm on DirecTV watching the football game, and then I'm like, I have to go open up the app. I have to get that. And if I want to back out of that game, then now I've got to exit out of the app, and I'm back on DirecTV. I can't go back and forth. It drives me insane. So I stayed on the FCS game, but the Nuggets win, as unlikely as it was, has to be right up there, and I kind of regret not being able to watch it. Lonster's on the First Advantage Hotline. Lonster, what's on your mind, man?
Hey, how you doing, man?
You know, I'm doing pretty good. It was a fun Monday night.
Oh, I tell you what, I had fun listening to both games last night.
Yeah, we had the FCS championship game right here on KFKA, so that was a blast.
Yeah, I had fun listening to that, and then I had to listen to a little bit of that Nuggets game, too.
Wow. Thoughts on the FCS championship game first. Montana State winning 35-34.
Oh, I tell you what, I think that had to be the best FCF game I think I've listened to for I don't know how long. Last time I listened to one.
Every time I watch this title game, they've always been pretty good. That's what I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all I know. But it was great to see Montana State win that game.
Yeah, and I was kind of torn because it was a Big Sky school and I'm rooting for them. But when Montana State went up 21-7, I was rooting for Illinois State. So I'm like, let's make this a game because I'm going to go away here in about one touchdown. One score away from me going away from this, and I could have watched my beloved Nuggets. But instead, Illinois State made this a game, damn near won it. They march down, they go for the field goal, it gets blocked. Montana State looks like they're going to win it in regulation. But then they get sacked, and then a bad snap takes them out of field goal range. And then we go to overtime. Illinois State scores quickly, and then they miss the extra point, which proved to be the difference in the game.
It really did. Well, that field goal kind of did hurt them too a little bit towards the end of that too.
Could have won it right there.
A chance to, they could have won that out. But no, it was great to have both games on at once at the same time.
Yeah, it was fun. Lonster, appreciate the call, my friend. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year too. You guys have a good day.
Mike, did you watch the FCS game?
I listened to a good portion of the FCS game.
Not sure why Illinois State blitzed everybody and left that left side of the field open for Montana State to score, and then they just had to kick the extra point to win. But what a game. That was a lot of fun. Has that been – now, you listened to it. You didn't watch it. But to me, you had the Ole Miss-Georgia game that was pretty good. But outside of that, I would say – not even outside of that. I would say the FCS championship game so far has been better than any of the CFP games.
I'm wondering if it's because the FCS has been doing playoffs for years, and right now we just have the FBS, which is it's an incompetent disaster.
Why is the but okay? So the FCS is over. It's January 6th. They got done with that by late January 5th. Season's done. They play every weekend. It's how it's supposed to be. But instead, you've got the CFPs like, we're going to push it and wait. We're not going to play the next weekend after our first off, they take a week off after the conference championship weekend. So then they don't even play the next week, right? Is that right? And then they take a week off there. And then when they're back, they play that weekend. They don't play the following weekend. They play into the New Year's week, like during the week. And then even this week, they're not going to play into the weekend. It's going to be Thursday and Friday. So I guess they're trying to dodge the NFL competition over the weekend. I get that, but try to get this thing done because I would imagine the CFP might do well in the ratings game when you put them up against just regular season NFL games.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. I think NFL is king.
It is king, but they would do better.
You could combine hockey and basketball. Both hockey and college and pro basketball, and they would still be dwarfed by NFL playoffs. I mean, the NFL is just that popular in January and even December. I think the CFP does not have a chance. What they're trying to do is they're trying to make, January 1st a thing, and they just need to let that go.
They're just
they
obsessed.
Need to let it go
they're obsessed
for the,
with New
for
Year's
the sake
Day.
Of the quality
they're,
of yeah, football.
They're obsessed with New Year's Day. Eastside Chris, is Joker with the team or rehabbing in Denver? If traveling maybe means sooner start. No, he's with the team. Yeah, I talked about that yesterday. He's with the team. He was coaching. He was drawing up plays at the end and talking to Peyton Watson and going over everything. I mean, we got Kocic. Can we call him Kocic when he's not actually on the floor? First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Big Hub says, that's the most amazing FCS game I've seen. Now some of those players will get picked up by G5 or P4. Unfortunately, yeah. Yeah, they will. Unfortunately for them, but unfortunately for FCS fans. Faith, FCS system is a sleeping dog. Why is FBS blind to that and see how well it works and not adopt it? They're trying to. They just can't do anything simple. They can't simplify it. 42 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break here. Keep it here. I got to talk CSU coming up. We've got Mike Brohard from CSURams.com. Will join me in the 12 o'clock hour. I'll also talk to Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Yesterday was the opening press conference for their new athletic director, so we'll get into that as well. There's zero reason for you to leave the whole show. I don't know why you would do that. If you do leave, I'm sending Michael after you, and he's got a scooter. We'll be right back. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
On the Rocks Liquor. I know some of you are maybe doing the dry January thing, or maybe you're like Michael and you're like, you don't need to go all in on that. Just try to get better and not drink every single night. Yeah, it's probably a good plan. But you know what? When the weekend gets here and you want to relax, stop by On the Rocks Liquor first, and you can find something that's just perfect for you because they do a wonderful job of staying in tune with the local scene, the local brewery scene around here. But they do free wine and beer tastings every single Friday. So there's no reason not to stop by On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration, whenever that might be, at On the Rocks. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. I'm getting more and more excited about Haas Haney. Haas Haney. The it's spelled H-E-J-N-Y, but the J is silent, Michael, just for you to know. Haas Haney, the new quarterback get by the Colorado State Rams. He was playing for Oklahoma State last year, 6 foot, fast. He had suffered a broken foot in the first quarter of Oklahoma State's 2025 season opener against UT Martin and did not play again. He was 5 of 10 in that game for 96 yards and a touchdown. He ran four times for 27 yards and a touchdown. Before that, he was at TCU. So this is a significant get. I'm bummed out that Owen Long's going to be gone. I'm bummed out that Jackson Warren's going to be gone and a bunch of changes on this roster. But I've been saying it. You know what I said, Mike? I said, here's what I want. My Christmas wish list for Colorado State. And this was a while ago. It was before they made the hire. I want a coach with his face out of a playbook and he can manage the game. And I want a coach that's willing to go with a mobile quarterback. I mean, come on. It's like John Weber read my wish list and went out and got it. Haas Haney. I am so freaking excited about this dude. And the more I think about it, you know, I ruminate on it. I let it kind of simmer for a bit. This is going to be absolutely awesome. The guy can move. I want a guy that has hot, nasty speed, and he has it. You know what's crazy, though? Haney was teammates with Braden Fowler-Nicolosi, according to our best friend in the history of the world, Kevin Lytle, of the Coloradoan. They played at Aledo High School in Texas. They were teammates. In 2021, BFN was a senior. He was the starting quarterback. Haas Haney was a sophomore, and apparently they used him in a lot of different packages. He was a backup quarterback, but not really. He caught 26 passes for 648 yards and 7 touchdowns that year. When Braden Fowler-Nicolosi left, Haney took over at quarterback and was a rock star. And he is considered a high-speed runner and very mobile. Yeah, man. Mike, I don't know if CSU's ever going to lose again. I'm pretty confident in that. I want a quarterback that moves around. That's what my appetite calls for CSU. 100%. Excited about it. 50 minutes after the hour. Let's wrap up the first hour of the program. A big game coming up Thursday for the UNC Bears, Michael. They'll take on Idaho State at 6 o'clock. I have 4 tickets for that game. Witness some history. That could be Steve Smiley's 100th game. You get to say you were there because Smiley's going to be coaching somewhere else someday. You get to say you're at his 100th win. Caller number 7 on the First Advantage Hotline, 970-353-1310. 970-353-1310. You got 4 tickets to Thursday's game against Idaho State. We'll be right back. Yeah!
Nuggets, games, and talk. Keep it on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I'm going to need the Hall of Famers here. Because even Faith's picking it up, Mike. We got a grumpy gringo on the other side of the bulletproof glass there. A negative Nancy, if you will. Faith says, is my friend is so quiet today. Is he okay? He's having a case of the Mondays on a Tuesday. Faith, we've all been there, right? John Sears texting in on the First Advantage text line. Illinois State played defense like I did in Madden 20 years ago. Yeah, I don't know why. You blitz the house, but you leave that left side of the field wide open. That was wild for my brain to see that. Mike, you okay? The Hooligans are asking. There's a vibe that you're giving off, and it's not a positive one.
I'm in a great mood.
I need to cheer you up. What would cheer you up? What could I do to cheer you up a little bit? Dude, the Broncos are the number one seed. That's your son. You kind of roll around it. It's your big thing. and you're not excited? Like, it's a big week, man.
What are you talking about? I'm very excited.
Can you give me a smile? Give me a smile.
I am smiling.
No, that's not a smile.
This is a smile.
That is not a smile. You are negative today. What? Did you not sleep? Did you not sleep well?
I did not.
You gotta get better sleep, man. You gotta get better sleep.
You're telling me. I even went to bed early.
So you just lied there and stared at the ceiling?
I mean, I couldn't stare at the ceiling. It was pitch black, but yeah, I just couldn't sleep.
It's going to be one of those, isn't it? It's going to be one of those. Faith says Mountain Dew. No, don't drink.
I had one Mountain Dew yesterday.
Don't drink the Mountain Dew. No. Just you drink a lot of the Mountain Dew.
The caffeine was out. I had 90 ounces of water and one Mountain Dew. That's way more water than I had Mountain Dew. That's more water than I usually have.
Okay.
And less Mountain Dew than I have. And
D-side
I still couldn't
Chris
sleep.
Says, should I send some burritos?
Yes.
No. No. Grumpiness does not get rewarded with kindness, okay? We can try to cheer you up by telling you jokes, but you're going to make poor Eastside Chris go out and buy you burritos because I didn't sleep well and I'm grumpy. Yeah. You're grumpy little guy.
I didn't say that I'm grumpy. You said that I'm grumpy.
Dude, Faith picked up on it. Faith's the most positive person in the world. And she's like, how's he doing? How's he doing over there? It's not just me. Top stories of the day. Coming up next, hopefully Michael will be a little happier. We'll see.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.